The incoming president at Upstate Medical University in Syracuse has spent some time this month getting to know her new community. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
In January, Danielle LaRocque Arena will take the reins of an institution that's a hospital but also an educational center. As vice president of Maimonides Infants and Children's Hospital of Brooklyn, she's been involved in a lot of community-based work and expects that to continue in Syracuse.
What I was impressed when I came to Syracuse is how much people care about the community, how much people care about the institution and actually have been here and devoted their careers and their lives to Syracuse. That's something that you can't make up.
LaRocque Arena says collaboration is key to making that community hospital connection successful. LaRocque Arena, who was born in Haiti and who emigrated to this country in 1962, also adds a couple of firsts as she joins Upstate. She'll be the first woman and the first African-American leader of the institution. She says even in a community that's had its share of high-ranking women leaders, it's a fact that should be noted.
Because there is still work to be done with respect to leadership by women, by a diverse group of individuals. So I think, yes, it is notable and it's good, and I'm happy about it. But then we move on to the work that needs to be done.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.